We have over 200 radio stations. We have like 15 TV stations. We have I think 4 dailies. We have a number of magazines. We have tabloids. So you can see that the rate at which the media industry is growing is very high. That would not be the point, because it is a good thing. Let them be there. Then we shall be able to transmit information. We shall be able to reach the masses much easier. But the point is, who owns these media houses? Because basically, you will find it is the politicians. They have got a lot of influence in this. Somebody on the radio and he tells you, I don't want you to broadcast this, I want you to broadcast that. If a radio is owned by an opposition politician, they will tell you, we don't want anybody from the government to come and speak from the radio. If it is maybe a government-owned media, they will still put questions like, candidate so-and-so should not come on this radio. And if the radio or the TV is owned by a politician who is from the ruling party, he will also say, no opposition candidate comes to this radio, which basically is not the main essence. They open radios not for the sake of reaching out to the masses, but they open radios to give platform to their careers in politics and to even get further, which to me I see is a very big threat, especially to the impact that the media has in the country. And in